It's Monday, November the 24th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And TJ.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. This week, Anthony is out doing a Magic GP tournament in Ottawa.
I'm sorry, what?
Wow, Anthony, two places at once.
Oh, sorry, my bad. My bad. I meant to say Blavin. I don't know why your name came out. Maybe I was probably thinking about what your picks were this week.
Maybe.
And I was going to line up a question for you, but I spoiled it already. So,
anyway, welcome back from Ottawa. Yeah, you know, the draft format was pretty rough, but I think I did well. I went blue-green. They're pretty strong colors, so.
Oh, that's great. But yes, I take a Blavin's still there?
I hope so.
Oh, you just left him?
Yeah. Or like what if, like, because like if he's been here all day and he couldn't show up to the podcast.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah. There we go. Blavin's in Ottawa, or he should be in Ottawa, and he's doing magics.
Or eating pulled pork sandwiches. Or was it Montreal smoked meat sandwiches?
He's in Ottawa.
Wait, oh, that's different.
I realize they're very close to each other.
Oh, that's so close.
You know, people say they're close, but it's like an hour drive still.
No, it's in Toronto. That's close.
That's fairly close.
Yeah. I guess.
So, yeah, maybe he is. Maybe he drove an hour to go get Montreal's money.
No.
He's visiting the Parliament buildings.
Has he never been?
I don't know. I'm assuming this is his first trip.
I've never been.
Oh, you've never been?
Have you guys been?
Yeah.
Is it cool?
No.
I don't remember going inside them.
Oh, you didn't go inside?
I don't remember.
It's not exactly exciting. You know,
no, is it on a hill?
Oh, we did go inside. I remember now.
Okay.
Well, no, the Parliament building? No, it's a flat.
What? Then why do they call it Parliament Hill?
That's just...
I think that's just the name.
That's just the name.
Lame. I thought it was on a hill.
Have you ever watched... What's the channel? I can't remember what the channel is, but you know where they're just standing?
C-SPAN?
Is that what it is?
Well, it shows the Parliament House?
Yeah.
It's like Channel 16.
C-SPAN.
Is that what it is? It has a name?
Yeah, it's C-SPAN.
Oh, I didn't know.
And they just show people arguing about things.
Yeah, you get to go in that room and you're like, wow, exciting.
I don't know, it's boring.
Yeah, a lot of things are gated off too. Like, you can't go here anymore.
It's boo. I bet you couldn't go in after the attacks either.
Oh, yeah, that just makes things worse.
So yeah, like when they're having those arguments, there's like the audience places around the top.
Oh, you can just go watch
people argue. You just stand there and you watch people argue, pass bills, do whatever.
Huh.
Oh.
I bet there's some old person who's just like, I got nothing else to do.
No, there's a lot of old people.
Wouldn't you do that?
If I were old?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I'd go like skydive or something. Because I just have expendable income.
Let's be real here. You're not skydiving.
I'm waiting for the end. Why would I go watch a bunch of boring people be boring?
You know.
I want to go, like, if I'm
for
old.
The experience.
If I'm old and I have no workplace, like, maybe I'd do it for a day, like, maybe for the experience. I'd be like,
oh, yeah, I'm not saying you'll do it every day.
Like, oh, every Tuesday I'm going out of the Parliament building and see what kind of bills are being passed.
Could be part of your routine. Feed the birds.
I mean, if you
check out the bills.
It. Yeah. You know.
That sounds terrible.
Go down by the St. Lawrence. Break out your fishing rod.
That makes old time sounds sad. Like, I don't...
Or the greatest thing in the world.
Ever! Catch all those fish!
Yeah, okay, well, that's where Blavin is. On this week's episode, we have a review. New anime. Or relatively recent.
This year.
Yes. It came out this year in the... spring.
Really?
Summer.
Wow, that's been a while.
Summer.
Huh.
It must be the summer, yeah. Because they're on episode 20 now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just going to marathon this shit then. Okay.
Oh, don't give away. Don't give away your thoughts. What are we talking about? We're talking about Akame ga Kill. We'll talk about that. We got tons of picks. Tons of weeks. And that's our show. But before we go anywhere, I have to make an announcement. Lewis Hamilton is the 2014 Formula One World Champion.
You see this face?
You care so much. Audience, if you could see, Anthony is
my surprise
face. Mouth agape. He's so disappointed that Raikkonen could not do anything.
This is my... Oh, what? You telling me that the number one driver all season one? Wow.
He wasn't all season, though.
That's crazy.
He was always number two.
I'm sorry. The number one team all season got a driver in the championship?
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're a great team.
That's why I stopped watching this season.
I don't think you understand what Formula One's about.
I like it for rich people politics.
I like seeing good racing.
I like watching big companies fight each other like babies.
Oh, they are doing that. They are doing that.
Like with the Red Bull wing thing.
Oh, yeah. They got disqualified.
Yeah, and they're the only team who got...
No, they revealed why they did it.
Why?
Because they had this new development direction for next year's car, and so they put it on this year's car to see if it would pass.
Oh.
And when they failed, they said, okay, now we know we can't go that way.
Huh.
So it, and they figured this year's season was a dud anyway, so they
so
just...
So it doesn't matter?
Yeah. So they didn't care.
Huh.
Which was smart, because I guess now they know what they can and they can't do.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. But there you have it. Been a long time coming.
Boo!
Couldn't wait. You know.
Hiss.
What's that supposed to be?
Like I'm hissing. Hiss.
What?
Hissing. When you hiss someone, you don't like them. Hiss.
You do that to people?
I don't know.
I've seen people do it.
Like this?
No. Like hiss.
When you don't like someone, you go, hiss. What? What cultural action is this?
I don't know. Is this not a regular thing? I swear I thought it was a regular thing.
Please, tell them. Give me an example of when you've seen this.
It's like when people in boo and they hiss someone. Like, they don't like...
I hear boo. I've never heard hiss.
I think I swore I've heard hiss before.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm hanging out with the wrong people.
the wrong crowd.
But it sounds like it's okay that I'm not. Because I would not take that as you don't like me. I would just take that as what? Snake charmer?
I became a snake. Hiss.
Jeez. House of Slytherin over here.
Hey, I took an online quiz and I got put in Gryffindor. So
there, really?
Yeah.
That's ironic because I got put in Slytherin.
I got Ravenclaw, so.
Man!
Oh, the smart one? At least it wasn't Hufflepuff.
We're never hanging out together. Mikey's Hufflepuff.
I got into Gryffindor.
Okay, me and Mikey are hanging out.
Yeah. I'm over on the other side, just going hiss apparently.
You and Snape, hiss.
Yeah.
You're gonna make a hissing potion.
Yeah. Okay, let's just get into the show then. So, Akame ga Kill came out this year, based on a manga that you looked up was done in 2010?
Or it was released in 2010.
2010, okay. From what I gather, this show, or this anime, had a lot of build-up and hype to it. Not because of the manga was good, I'm assuming it was, but because of the studio behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is White Fox. If that sounds familiar, they're big... they're relatively new. They were formed in 2007, but their big... not breakthrough, but the one that they got noticed for was Katana Gatari.
Oh, really?
That's them.
What? Oh, no wonder those like crazy like expressions look the same.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they followed up with probably the anime that I've been told by everyone is one of the greatest anime, past or present, Steins Gate.
Yeah.
But I've never made it past the first episode of that, so...
So much hype around that I was just lost interest.
I hate that excuse. That's such a shitty excuse.
That's such people a hipster do it to excuse. People do it to me all the time. Why like can't what? I do it? Like, if you watch JoJo, it's like really, really good, and then people are like, oh, everybody hypes it up, so I don't want to watch it anymore.
So, oh, okay, whatever. Then you can't use that complaint if you feel the same way.
I feel like shit people do it to me. Why can't I do it to them?
No, then you're just getting down to their level.
Two
you're no
wrongs
better.
Make a right.
Nah.
That works in math. Okay.
And math is absolute.
And there's two negatives.
Yeah, it's not two wrongs. It's two negatives.
Two wrongs are always wrong.
Yeah. What if on your math test, your teacher, you got two wrongs in a row, so you get one mark instead of two marks?
I'd be so thrown off.
I wish that was the case.
Math would be so easy.
If that was the case, I'm pretty sure a lot of people would pass.
Yeah.
Isn't that what English is like? It's like, you don't have to have the right answer. Just have an opinion.
Like, you almost got the right version of there. Sure.
You almost bullshitted the way I wanted you to. So.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm so good at essays.
That's why I hate English. Anyway, so yeah. Now this is their big one that they're doing. Akame ga Kill. It centers around fantasy life. I don't know how to... What would you say the era is? Medieval?
It's like pseudo-medieval.
It's like, yeah, it's like hyper-medieval.
I think it's more towards, like Attack on Titan. But, like, kind of more, like, JRPG stylized.
I think it's way more Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, I could see that, too.
True.
I don't know. Full Metal Alchemist had, like, electricity.
Okay, yeah, that's true. But we haven't seen all of this show yet. You never know.
True.
They could. In Full Metal Alchemist, is about mages.
Yeah, yeah. They could invent a light bulb.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure they had light bulbs in the palace.
Did they? I thought those were candles.
No, in the rich girl's place.
Was that a? I thought those were a lot of candles.
To light up that entire room?
I never noticed.
And like, I just assumed, like, the whole place looks so Victorian. I just assumed it was candles.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I don't know. Maybe we should watch it again.
Maybe we should.
Obviously, we paid so much attention.
It's not the point. That's the setting. A boy called Tatsumi, he wants to save his village from poverty, so he goes out.
To the big city.
Big city. He finds the harsh truth of reality, gets caught up in a mix of affairs, and ends up joining some assassins thing called the Night Raid.
Sounds awesome.
Sounds like an 80s metal band.
Yeah.
Night Raid!
Night Raid is a full cast of characters, each distinguished by colors, like Super Sentai.
And their own stereotype.
They all have their own stereotype and power. And the show is also surprisingly dark.
In a weird way.
Yes. So, Anthony, Akame got killed.
So I guess just to go on the show being surprisingly dark, like, it kept throwing me off because, like, in certain, say in like, Katana Gatari, like, there's very light moments in that show. And they're, like, extremely light. Like, it's all everybody's having a good time, blah, blah, blah. And those are in here. But then they immediately follow that up. Like, no break in between with, like, oh, look, this family's been torturing innocent people for years. And look, they have a mass grave in their backyard. Woohoo! I'm like, whoa, what happened? Like, where did this come from? Why did these people just become monsters all of a sudden? And, like...
What do you mean all of a sudden? They were always monsters.
They were always monsters. But yeah, it's just, like, the... How fast that happens is really... It's not, like, off-putting in the sense that it makes me not like the show, mm-hmm. but off-putting in the sense of, like, it feels rushed. Like, it's like, this is a 30-minute episode, and, like, if they had more time, like, maybe an hour episode like they had with Katana Gatari, like, mm-hmm. they'd be able to flesh out these stories and have, like, a smoother transition. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's, like, I haven't read the manga, so maybe that's just the feel of the whole thing. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just basing all this off ignorance, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it kind of threw me for a loop in a bad way.
Oh no.
They have, like, I'll say, like, the animation's super nice. Their use of colors is also nice for a show so dark, like, you kind of expect it to be
a lot of
blacks, a lot of reds, and the red is only for blood. Right? But it's like they use a wide variety of colors, and it's very, like, everybody's very appealing to the eye, like, everyone has their own like, even just their fashion sense and stuff like that they draw them with.
Yeah.
Is a very eye-catching, and I can totally see why this is, like, one of the most popular animes this year.
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of visuals. Other than that, animation's crazy smooth. Like,
yeah, animation's nice.
Yeah, all those fights and stuff, like, at the beginning, like, slight spoilers, like, the very beginning, he fights, like, this dragon. Just, it's kind of a display of power type scene.
Yeah.
Right? And just that whole sequence of him cutting up the enemy and, like, the, like... very sadistic for me to say, but, like, very nice blood splatter, very smooth. Like, it's a very...
You know how you think.
I know, right? it's a very fluid animation, and that's really cool, and it really shows off in the more complicated fight scenes with other people.
Yeah.
Like, who also have the same amount of complexity
mm-hmm.
as them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I really like this show. Like, I wanna watch more. It's just that if the story, like, kind of continues... in the weird pace it is. Like, if there's not going to be an overarching... There'll probably be an overarching bad guy, and there'll be some overarching story, but if it's always going to be the sharp transitions from being, oh, we're a happy group of friends, but remember, we're assassins, and we just went on this... There's a concentration camp across the street. Like, if it keeps switching like that, like, I don't know if I'll be able to enjoy it that much. So...
Yeah, yeah, that could very well be the case. But I'm pretty sure there's going to be some...
There's got to be, like, again...
Otherwise, it wouldn't have been so popular.
We've only watched the first two episodes, and it was pretty much... The first two episodes were pretty much the intro, and then, like, a training montage,
mm-hmm.
almost.
Of one character, yeah.
Yeah, of one character, so it would show the training, and then at the end of the episode, it shows the fruits of his labor.
Yeah.
And then, I think there's another training montage episode next.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so far it's very stock, but it has a lot of promise.
Yeah,
so like I'm looking forward to watching it.
Also, you're gonna.
I'm gonna
keeping up with.
Oh, this one.
I'm gonna take it from. I'm not gonna go home and like download all 20 episodes. I mean, go on Crunchyroll and watch all 20 episodes.
Speaking of which, I didn't realize Crunchyroll was pretty cheap.
It's like $7 a month or something?
It is.
If you want the premium version, it's like double.
No, the premium is only if you want all the manga and live action. If you just want anime, it's $7.
Yeah, but if you want those live action K-dramas, paying a premium.
Oh.
No, sorry. No. I don't. Sure? I don't. Positive? Although, they have started putting Tokusatsu up there.
They have.
So, that so could maybe. Change things.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a great show. Like, I think people who are listening to this podcast are probably... Like, there's a good chance that they've already watched this. But again, like, for people who maybe listen to this and are not that into anime, like, it's a pretty good story, like, on its own. Like, not just a good anime so far.
Yeah, yeah. This anime definitely casts a wide net
for
its audience. TJ, what'd you think of Okami Ga Kill? I know you've been watching a lot of anime in the past couple of months. How does this one rank?
Oh. I don't know how I feel about this one yet.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Two episodes is not enough for me to make a decision.
We always need three episodes. We should have watched three.
We should have watched three.
Yeah, three would... Well, that third episode doesn't seem like it's going to be much different.
It seems like another training montage, right?
Yeah, but you never know. That could be the twist of the show.
True.
Your trainer gets killed. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
so I was complete... I had no idea what this anime was going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
From the first scene, I thought it was going to be something completely different.
What did you think it was going to be?
I thought it was going to be... Okay, so he killed a giant monster.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, so I should be expecting a lot of this.
Oh.
Throughout the series, right?
A lot of monster hunting.
Yeah. He's just going to be facing demons or something. Yeah. Did not expect it to be about some Assassin's Guild going in...
Civil wars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killing bad people.
They're the unethical Robin Hood.
Or morally gray people.
And when you said it was dark, I didn't think it was going to be this dark.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, that was just... wrong.
Yeah, and then the way they show it too, right? They're not, they don't just like kind of, oh look, they hint at it and then they show it that's off screen or something.
Yeah, no,
they just show you.
They just blatantly, here's what this show's about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel the same way as Anthony. It's kind of weird that they have the lighthearted moments and then
mm-hmm.
it just switches on you.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to keep watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because... I'm watching too many shows. I'll get to this one later.
When it's done?
When it's done. It's almost done. Four more episodes.
When it's done, maybe. I don't know, though. There's just nothing about it that makes me want to watch it.
There's no character you like? There's no...
No. That... It might just be because it's too early in the show for me, but...
That's true, and they haven't really done... You really only know about, like, two characters. Akame and
the guy.
And the yellow-haired chick.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh,
for me, it's more, like, the reason I want to watch it. Like, even though our sentiments seem the same.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's more, like, powers and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you so, like, because, like, when, in the beginning episode, when Akami killed that one guy, like, a bunch of kanji started appearing on his face for some reason.
Didn't even notice that.
And then they didn't explain why. And so, like, it'd be cool if these guys have, like, more powers rather than just being very strong hand-to-hand combat, but... But I think it's just because I think I'm looking forward to that, or I want that because I've been reading Hunter x Hunter.
Oh.
And that's all that show is.
Oh, just powers?
It's very clever powers, and like it's very smart stuff, so like I'm hoping that this will be the same kind of thing.
Mm.
So.
Mm. But otherwise, nothing else you want to mention?
What about a gay boncho? You down with a gay boncho?
Gay boncho?
Rio
2.0. He's pretty cool.
She's pretty awesome.
He's so dope.
He's like, yeah.
Only hurts God. The first time.
When he said that, I was like, what the hell is going on? No, he's pretty cool. But yeah. I don't know. I think I have to watch one more show. Or one more episode, at least. Or
yeah.
I need to get to at least episode 5.
Oh, is that your limit? 5 episodes?
5 episodes for me.
That's a pretty good...
Wow, that's
a very generous.
That's... Wow.
Because usually... Because if it... I don't know. I find that a lot of series... Like, the first couple episodes are just intro.
Yeah.
And then it really starts to get serious. Like...
Around 5 episodes?
Around 5, 6.
Okay.
That's how I feel, at least.
Oh, okay.
So that's when I usually make my decision to either keep watching it or not.
Yeah. I only give a 3 episode rule.
I think that's what most people do. Like, I know a lot of my other friends, they're like, if something doesn't catch them within the 3 episodes,
and they kind of drop it.
Mm. I guess I just like to be hopeful.
Just want to give them an extra chance in case you're not impressed by three.
No, I've done that with certain shows, and I'm like, oh, these first four episodes are garbage, and then I get to the fifth episode or sixth episode, like you say, and then all of a sudden my opinion of it switches. Like,
yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, it just started out really slow. Like, there are certain shows that like.
Well, you there's have to definitely shows like that. I can't remember any right now, but I know there's a couple that's been like that.
For me, one of them was Soul Eater.
Oh, I never watched that.
Yeah, like Soul Eater started off really slow, but then like it picks up after like six episodes, seven episodes.
Mm.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
You've probably seen the art style. You've
most likely seen the art style. It's about weapons.
Oh wait, I think
Reapers and Meisters, and then the Grim Reapers, that cartoon guy with the big hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I watched the first episode of that.
No interest.
Yeah. Second and third, still no interest. It wasn't until this one doesn't count. It wasn't until I started reading the manga that I was interested.
See, that's the thing. Like that show starts off very slow.
Yeah.
And so does the manga, too.
Yeah.
But, like, since you read the manga, like, you probably just skipped that episode you watched, right? Yeah, so.
Do
that. Okay. Okay. For myself, Akame ga Kill. Definitely this interests me because of all the hype that's been surrounding it lately that I just feel like has been popping up everywhere. And, I agree with most of what you guys have had to say. In regards to the switch between lightheartedness and seriousness, I really enjoy it because
you just roll that way. You just
I do
dark.
I do. I love it. No, last year, like when Attack on Titan came out, that show was just all dark, 100% dark.
Oh yeah.
Except for Potato Girl, it was 100% dark.
Oh my gosh. She's the only part of the show I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, her.
She's eating the potato in the rank and file line.
Yeah. See? That's the only light part you remember. That's why it's the only part of the show you remember.
Did she die in that show?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Because that would be spoilers.
I wouldn't watch that show if you said yes.
Well, I don't want to spoil the audience because they're probably going to watch Attack on Titan eventually.
Okay.
Anyways, my biggest problem with Attack on Titan was that it was 100% dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was never light. Like, it never lifted from that note. And I think because of that, I like Akame ga Kill.
Okay.
Because I found it refreshing. Because to me, I guess, the whole Assassin Dark thing, I think that's just the setting. I'm much more interested to learn about the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily their powers, but their motivation and their reasoning for being there. And I guess I just really want to know what's going to be the hook of the show. Not necessarily the... Not Monster League, the Assassination of the Week, but what's going to be their big arc that really gets the show rolling?
All I hear from Twitter is that it's like plot twists.
I bet.
Cool.
I have a friend who watched it, and he just stopped. He said, I have to stop watching. I'm like, why? Because it turns out I just hated everybody halfway through. He's like, I just kept watching, but I didn't. I started to hate every character, and I'm like, oh.
Wow.
Huh.
What the heck?
But, yeah.
Nice.
So, like, hearing that kind of stuff interests me. I'm like, oh, all right. And, you're right, the animation is fantastic. I don't think it's quite as good as the current Fates Day Night stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty close. Yeah. And I'm interested. I'm definitely going to keep up with it. Well, I have all the episodes so far, so.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah. There we go. On Crunchyroll. It's on my queue. Man, all this free promotion for friggin' Crunchyroll.
Yeah, right?
You'd think they'd be sponsoring us or something. For that, $6.95 for the basic, $11.99
for the premium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're putting out Tokusatsu, so.
And unlimited manga, so.
What? Really?
Yeah. That's part of the premium.
I can read manga on my TV?
I guess, if you really want to.
Oh. Wait, is it just like slideshows of each page?
Or is it like a phone app?
I don't know if they do it... Oh, okay, no, it must just be like a PDF.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, and it's just a slideshow thing. Huh. But I don't know if you... Because I don't know if you... I should try it. If you download the Crunchyroll app on like your phone,
yeah.
I wonder if they do it like how comic... Those comic apps do it, where they move from panel to panel.
Oh, man.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. Because I know the way some manga is drawn, it doesn't work.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But you could always zoom out, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I should try that. Might get me to read manga.
A Kame Ga Kill review. Get Crunchyroll.
That's basically what you need to take away from this. Get Crunchyroll. And honestly, you don't have to pay for it either. If you don't care about HD, it's all free.
It's all free.
It's all free.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's got like a commercial. It's got 3 commercials in it.
Oh.
Like every time
so there's like a TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, that's the future.
Oh.
Right?
Eh, it's not bad. It's just one ad.
Yeah. I think in America, they have Hulu's like that in America. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
The thing with Crunchyroll, though, is I think you can't use Adblocker. Like, I think their video player just straight up doesn't work if Adblocker is on.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but real talk, I did sign up for Crunchyroll.
Okay.
Because this month's this week on Xbox One's like, new apps, Crunchyroll. And then I clicked on it. I guess I wasn't paying attention. And I hit sign up. So, I have a month of Crunchyroll.
Huh.
First month's not even free?
It's a 14-day trial, but apparently I already used it under my account. I think on my PlayStation. Because it's tied to one email address, right?
Okay.
And my PlayStation and my Xbox account are under the same email.
Dang. So. 14 days? Come on.
Yeah, but think about all the anime you can watch.
True.
If you don't sleep in 14 days.
Yeah. If you activate that the minute Christmas break starts... And then you're just like, come on,
come at me.
Holy shit.
Get it on your phone.
Yeah. It's not
walk solid. Around, drive it's with anime on.
Keep it playing while you're sleeping.
Yeah. Jeez. But yeah, Kame Ga Kill, so I think you should understand our opinions now.
Yeah, I think it's a watch for most of us.
I think I'm definitely going to keep up with it.
Watch the first 5 episodes.
You're going to watch the first 5 episodes?
I'm going to take it on an episode-by-episode basis.
I'm going to come back next week and be fully caught up.
All
right. Oh. That's up to you.
That's a week from now.
I always do this. I always get onto animes right before they're about to end. I'm like, I got to be part of the zeitgeist. I got to know everything when it ends. I got to be part of that reaction.
Okay.
So, I did that with Sword Art. I did that with Kill... No. Attack on Titan?
Okay.
Do with a comedy. So. There we go. Recommend from us.
Yay.
Cool. Alright, time for our picks of the week then. So, picks of the week. TJ, I'm going to you first.
Oh.
What's your pick of the week?
My pick this week is. So, there was a teaser for a trailer released.
Yes.
I think it was about 10 seconds long. And it's for the movie, I believe they're going to call it Jurassic World.
Yes.
I don't know.
Jurassic World.
Basically, what happens, guys, is you get a shot of the gate.
Yes.
Which says Jurassic World on it. I'm pretty sure it opens up.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the elevator opening up and then you see...
Chris Pratt.
No, that's the end of the teaser.
Okay.
Star-Lord.
That's the end of the 10 seconds.
Well, it was so fast that I got them confused.
Yeah.
But man, I can't wait for the trailer. Is what I gotta say.
Which airs Thanksgiving Day in America.
Apparently. So like, I don't know when that is. Tomorrow?
Thursday.
It's not on a Monday?
No.
Is that just us?
That's just us.
Oh man.
I mean, yeah, they go... They get the Wednesday off, right?
For what?
For American Thanksgiving?
I think so.
Right, because Monday, Tuesday is work day. Or school day. Wednesday, I think they get off Wednesday.
Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Then Black Friday. Weekend sales, Cyber Monday.
Oh, so Black Friday is always immediately after Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was always just the Friday of that week.
No. It's immediately after Thanksgiving.
So wait, is there Thanksgiving always on Thursday?
Yes.
Which makes sense now.
Weird.
The same way ours is always on a Monday.
Oh, I never noticed that.
When did you think our Thanksgiving was?
I thought it was rotating, like Halloween's on a Friday this year.
No.
It's always like the first or second Monday, I can't remember.
It's the second.
Yeah, of October.
Yeah. In the same way that Easter always rotates.
Yeah. Easter's always the first Monday, I believe. Or Sunday. I don't know. Something like that.
I guess the states are behind on their Thanksgiving game, because we already had turkey, so.
I guess.
Apparently, Thanksgiving's a big thing for them.
It's bigger than Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing.
Yeah.
It you know how it is big? By the amount of football on TV.
Okay.
In the States.
There's going to be a lot
of football. So it's Christmas and Thanksgiving. Tons of football on TV.
But yeah, anyways, we're talking about Jurassic World.
Jurassic World.
Do you guys like Jurassic Park?
I only remember the first one.
You don't remember the subsequent two?
No, I don't think I watched the last
one. I remember Clever Girl. And then I remember when
that... Who doesn't remember Clever Girl?
And then I remember that time when that guy got eaten on the porta potty.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Isn't I also remember one? When the guy was in this car and that small dinosaur spit ink or venom in his face. I remember that.
Yeah. What was the one where they were on a giant bridge?
I want to say three.
A giant bridge?
For some reason, whenever I think of Jurassic Park, I think of a scene where there's a giant, like, rope-suspended bridge.
Okay, maybe not. I thought you were talking about, like, a modern suspension bridge.
I think you're just thinking Godzilla.
Maybe. But, like, so vivid in my brain.
We just saw Godzilla this year.
No. This is before Godzilla this year.
Okay.
This is before Godzilla.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that movie came out this year.
And there was a bridge.
Yeah.
With ropes.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
Cables, I should say.
I can't remember if there's a bridge in either of the Jurassic Park movies.
Either three?
Yeah.
What were the two and three one about?
Two was The Lost World.
Right.
Okay.
Is that what two was, or is that third one?
I don't know.
Well, anyways, two is the one where they bring the T-Rex to San Francisco.
Oh, I thought that was three. I think it's three then.
Three is they go back
to the park?
Yeah.
Okay, so the thing I must be thinking of must be three.
Yeah, they go back to the park because I can't remember the exact story, but they're looking for something. But by then, it's all overrun.
By dinosaurs.
Yeah.
There's a rabid Jurassic Park fan base.
I loved Jurassic Park as a kid.
I thought it was okay. I was afraid.
My first terrifying memories were also is that in the kitchen with the velociraptors.
Yeah, yeah. And that she's was... just like, she has, and she, the dinosaur's like hitting the pans and stuff. Like, oh, jeez.
Gosh, nightmares for years.
Freaking scary.
Yeah,
but I loved That's probably why I didn't watch the two and the second and third.
Oh. They try to do a similar one in an open field, but at this point it's just tall grass.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to get from one end to the other, and there's raptors throughout the field. And so they just run as a mob.
As there would be.
Like half of them die.
Half of the raptors or half of the people?
Half the people die.
Okay. The weak ones.
Some of the raptors get shot.
I just want someone to punch a dinosaur in the face. I want Chris Pratt in this movie to just punch a raptor in the face.
I
want to
know what his role is.
He's a scientist.
I was going to say that, but...
They're all scientists. There's no action hero here.
No, this is not an action hero. This is like a desperation last thing. Like, I'm going to die if I don't do something. And he just, his only thing he could think of, even though he's so smart, is to punch him in the face.
I just need to know.
You really want this to happen.
The premise. They're like, listen, we had this park once. It failed. We went back to try and get specimens. That failed. Went back again. Failed. We're going to try it again.
No, technology has advanced, man. It'll be cool this time. No worries. It's going to be bigger
and better.
We'll make it a world.
Yeah. What if it is just another planet?
They cultivated Mars and it's just a planet full of dinosaurs?
That'd be so weird.
What a twist.
That's the M. Night Shyamalan twist.
I'd watch that.
That's the camera pulls out and you're not on Earth.
No. They went to another planet that's just starting evolution. And it has dinosaurs.
But it's starting the same evolution.
Yeah. Oh,
man.
How
messed up. That'd be a dimension thing.
How messed up would that be?
That'd be pretty messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for this movie.
I'm excited for the trailer.
All this makes me want to do is reread part 7 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Because there's a guy who has a power that can turn you into a dinosaur.
Now that's dumb.
And you can punch, he punches a dinosaur in the face! That's what I want!
I think that's the only place you're
gonna I'm just gonna go read that seriously.
Well, he'll get pretty close to Batman when he punches a shark.
Oh, yeah.
That's equally ridiculous.
Is that when he's on the helicopter? The old Adam West show?
No, I was talking about the Arkham City game.
What?
Yeah.
When did he punch a shark in Arkham City?
When he's doing the Mr. Penguin stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. That was funny.
And he brings back the prehistoric shark to life and then... You're going through the ice.
Oh, yeah, with the with the rope bridge, and then always you're on the ice, and you gotta go through the ice.
And Batman's just like, whatever.
Punch!
No, he does, like, a multi-hit combo. And then he, like, uppercuts it. It was the one part of the game that just was like, what the hell happened?
I think there was also one in, like, there was an old Adam West episode where him and Robin are trying to escape on a helicopter.
Yeah.
And a shark jumps out of the water. Mm. And he just punches the shark in midair.
Yeah.
And it looks really crappy because it's the 70s.
My bad.
I'm going to look that up.
Okay. Anthony, what's your pick of the week?
I have two picks.
I'm sure you do.
My first pick is about League of Legends.
League of Legends.
The company Riot Games came out recently. A hacker recently found a big exploit in their game. They didn't see what the exploit was. But they said, like, thanks to this good Samaritan, they're gonna patch it, and their security stuff is gonna be safer, right?
Well, the guy found
it. The guy found it, and instead of exploiting it, he told the company.
Okay.
So, Riot has started actually a new program now. They're saying that if you find an exploit in our game, in our system, like, anything at all, and you report it to our security team, they'll pay you.
Oh, they're giving an incentive.
Yeah, so they're being very proactive about this kind of stuff. Damn. So I think that, I just thought that was, like, a really cool thing. Like, so, like, if people do hack it and stuff, and, like, they will get, like, because usually, like, hackers do it because they want recognition for their work. So, like, now they're giving people recognition and also paying them. And I just thought this was, like, such a smart idea that I just had to share it.
That's cool.
I think companies have done it in the past, but
seems like a good idea.
It's pretty cool.
Neat.
In the article, it didn't say how much they would give them, or maybe, I think it's probably depending on, like, a severity of the exploit they find.
Makes sense.
But that's what I would assume. It's like, oh no, if I wrote code in your message box and now something happened. Like, I don't think that would be too big, but it's like, oh, I found out how to access all your security card things from your website. Yay. Like, that, I guess that would pay bigger.
Yeah.
And then my other pick is the Destiny expansion trailer came out.
Because you're so pumped for this. Yeah, game of the year for
you. So they fucking released this trailer. And I'm like, all right, I'll watch this. I want to see if, like, this expansion has, like, anything worthwhile for me to go back to Destiny 2. And so they talk about how on the moon there's the depths. Like, that was one of the areas you can go to full of those.
I'm assuming it's a new area.
No, I think it's just the old area.
Aw.
And so, because, like, that area didn't have any story points in it.
Oh, okay.
It had one raid, but I think they're just letting you explore it now. Okay. They're putting missions in it. And so they're like, all the enemies are governed by one dark, terrible person, right? And they're amping this guy up. And you know the enemies that are knights?
Yeah.
It's just that. The big baddie of this expansion is a knight who has the sword from the first, that mission with the sword.
Or the sword of
Korea. It's the exact same sword, except it glows green.
Yo, it glows green.
This trailer made me so angry that I even bought this game. And I'm like, this sucks. I want to like Destiny so bad. But so everything they do.
Wait, so what's the problem here?
The problem is it's literally nothing new. There are two different strike missions. There's a couple different. Oh, I think it's two strike missions and one if you're on the Xbox, because one is PS4 exclusive.
Yeah.
And then there's like a couple story missions and I think one raid.
Wow. There's five
strikes. I think there's like $20 for that. I think for
all you're talking
I think
about
it's for the expansion. I think it's 20, like, it's like 15, 20 bucks. I forget.
It's 20, 35 for the bundle.
That's gross.
Hmm.
That's gross.
Yeah. I think it's so lately I've been seeing on my Twitter feed a lot of people who've gotten into Destiny.
Right? Yeah.
And I think it's adorable seeing them be so fascinated by it. Cause, and they have all these complaints of, like, when people first play MMOs.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is the greatest game ever. I'm like, man, if only you knew what a real MMO was like.
Do you know what World of Warcraft is? Like,
no, but that's the thing, because they're all
console.
Yeah, and they're all people who generally despise MMOs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so weird.
And I'm like, you know what this game is. The only difference is you're not clicking, you're shooting.
They wrapped it in a first-person shooter show.
Yeah, and I'm like, but hey, if you're having fun.
Candy coating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, you know how we have that award that's like the most disappointing?
Yeah. Oh, we gotta start thinking about those.
Yeah, like, guess what's gonna be at the top of my list? Fucking Destiny.
The PlayStation 4.
Maybe. Wow. Fucking Destiny.
Okay.
Okay? But Destiny is numero uno.
That's number one.
Fuck. Don't buy Destiny. Don't support this garbage. Don't buy the expansion.
Too late.
Yeah.
So
I'm sad.
You're excited for that game?
I'm sad.
So you're gonna be playing that next week?
No.
Alright, I look forward to your opinion.
Okay.
Sure. I expect to see you on.
So when can we expect that review?
I tried to write a Destiny review.
And
it was just a bunch of paragraphs of me saying, this is fucking garbage! And it wasn't very eloquent, so then I scrapped it. I'm very bad at writing negative reviews. I gotta work on that.
Oh. Well.
Because it just turns into a Nate incoherent rambling.
So now you know the secret of Anthony's review. Every time you see one, just expect it to be positive.
It's like very, really good. It's really good, it's okay, or it's like kind of good.
It's never terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta work on that.
So just remember that, guys. Next time you see an Anthony review.
That's what happened to my Lightning Returns review, too. It was just me going, this game is fucking shit. And then I was like, this is not informative to anybody. This is just me going, this game is shit.
Yeah.
For like five paragraphs.
Yeah.
And like 1,000 words.
Well, that's great. Anything else you guys want to add on Destiny and its current progress?
So I've been playing Destiny.
Oh, wow.
Boo! Boo!
And how is it?
This is safe.
Are you having more fun with it?
I'm probably having the same amount of fun.
So none? Zero?
You know what that game's missing?
Fun?
No. No, because I think it's fun to shoot stuff, but aside from content, I think it's missing anything to do with your ghost.
It's missing a lot of stuff that it could potentially have.
Like, when they first showed, why can you... Do you have a different skin for your ghost?
I think the only skin...
You have, one.
I thought the only one was when you get the special edition.
That's the one.
Oh, that's the one?
See, when I saw that, I thought that we were going to be able to upgrade the ghost like your mags from Phantasy Star.
I thought it was going to, yeah.
I can't believe this game has less functionality than Phantasy Star Online.
That game is so old, too.
That game was awesome.
Apparently it's
really good. Yeah, but that game is super repetitive.
I know, actually.
And so is Destiny.
That's what I'm saying. This is 15 years later.
That's a good point. It has the same amount of levels.
Yeah. It has, the three classes, the three races?
But I don't know. Oh, that's so weird.
It is weird, isn't it? Isn't it?
It's in space.
Only
it is.
Only Phantasy Star's classes were more varied.
And fun.
Because you had a mage.
And you could use items in the lobby and crash the lobby.
Yeah, you can item dupe.
Dude, item duping is broken.
That was the best part.
Maxing your stats is broken.
Apparently there's a pistol that's super broken. It's an egg something, or...
There's a lot of joke weapons.
Oh, okay.
Is this Phantasy Star 1?
I think so.
And 2?
I only hear people talk about 1, so... I never hear anybody talk about 2.
I wish that game had a revival of something great.
Like Phantasy Star Online 2?
The thing I hated was... What was it? The attack animation?
Was it like Monster Hunter? Like your
animation to priority? It was terrible. You can't bat mash the buttons.
You have to time every attack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it's always the same three attacks.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
So it's attack. It's like a down, vertical, horizontal, and then a stab or something. I don't know.
That's why I was always the mage.
Yeah, the mage had variety.
Yeah. I remember I would just stay in the back and heal or throw lightning down.
The ranger was pretty shit too.
With the guns? Yeah, that was even worse.
You had to combo the guns. You literally just stood there and watched bullets fly. And you had to combo them.
Yeah. Nice.
So, Destiny is worse than a game from 15 years ago.
Man, I want to play that.
Congratulations.
But it's beautiful.
It's not even that good looking. It's
fine. I have to disagree. I think Destiny's the best game so far this gen.
I think The Last of Us is the best game so far this gen.
Best looking game?
I think it looks better
than this. I don't think so.
I didn't play enough of that game.
I'll give you maybe The Last of Us has more variety, but I don't think...
But The Last of Us is like a good game.
I'm saying which game looks better, and I don't think anything comes close to looking as good as Destiny.
I don't know. Did Infamous come out this year?
Yeah.
That game looks really good, but it's just not a good game.
The effects in that game look good. I don't think the actual models and stuff are that great.
Yeah.
But whatever, that's besides the point. Let's move on to my picks of the week.
Do it.
Guess what? Power Rangers Mega Super Mega Force has come to an end.
I didn't know that was a thing until recently.
It was a two-year thing, isn't it?
It's a two-year thing. We watched the first episode.
Did we?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we were like, this is just Mighty Morphin again.
Huh.
Only they reversed the racial colors. Like, so the Black Ranger is the Blue Ranger.
And the Yellow Ranger is the pink. The Asian girl.
Yeah. She's the pink one.
Huh.
Yeah. But, and they had their own version of Zordon.
I honestly don't remember this.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Oh, guys.
What was its name?
Oh, wait.
Was it Zordon?
Were they also in a tube?
Yes. And their hideout was like in this like cave thing?
I vaguely remember this. Wow, anyway, that sounds straight up just like nothing. The first one.
Anyways, the whole point is their finale aired, what is today, the 24th? So it aired on the Saturday, 22nd. And it was the Legendary War. And... I think we're going to have to watch this episode next week, but...
only that episode.
Is it like an hour-long episode?
I have no idea.
Oh.
But basically, they take all the Mighty Morphin characters that they can get back. And...
Right.
It looks cool, because Tommy's in it.
He looks old.
He looks very old.
Everybody looks so old.
Like, they all look like they're ready to settle down.
Yeah. Time happened.
Stop fighting.
Like, you can see some neck fat going on with some people, and it's like, that suit is too tight.
Well, yeah, I don't know what else to say about that. But it was nice. It's nice seeing them all again. I was happy.
It's just so weird, because we already watched Gokaiger, and all this already happened.
But Gokaiger was so much better.
Gokaiger was so good.
It was very good.
That was just a legitimately good show. Not even, like, good for a tokusatsu show. That was just a good show.
Yeah. My other pick of the week's, let's see, Eminem. You like Eminem music?
Yeah.
Come on, Anthony.
I like the old stuff.
I like the old stuff.
What if it's, well, do I have a surprise?
And
for
I like
you?
Those couple songs from D12. Purple Pills.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or Pills. Yeah,
well, guess what? He just released a 66 track mixtape for free on the internet. Go out and get it.
Do it.
For all you know, he made these tracks back before he was big. All his unreleased stuff like Tupac. So, you never know.
I don't like any of Tupac's...
I didn't say that. I'm just saying. It could have been back, you know...
He's just saying. It's like Tupac.
You know how the guy recorded like a million things and never released them?
There's a reason he didn't release them.
Yeah, Eminem could be the same way.
Oh, so it could either be 66 really good things or...
66 horrible things.
There's probably going to be like one mediocre track. And you're like, oh, this is okay. And then everything else, you're like...
Eh, it's free. You can't hate that.
True.
True.
Let's see. Bandai held a Gunpla Expo in Japan. They showed off a lot of cool Gundams. There was a trailer for their Perfect Grade Unicorn Gundam.
That trailer was ridiculous.
That thing looks beautiful.
It's crazy, right?
Man, all the moving shit on that.
It's like a 3-minute trailer for a toy.
And you have to build it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that you have to build it and it has all that stuff.
Yeah.
It has lights in it, right?
Yes. So it's the Perfect Grade Unicorn Gundam. Perfect Grade 1/60th scale. It's going to be... I guess a foot and a half tall.
1/60th and it's a foot and a half?
Yeah.
How big is this thing?
Gundams are big, man.
Yeah, but...
You mean in, like, real shit. Life?
But compared to other Gundams?
One...
Is it any larger?
It's about the same size.
Oh, never mind then.
But this is 1/60th.
Yeah. That,
were the other grades... Are the other Perfect Grades not 1/60th?
No, all Perfect Grades are 1/60th. Okay. I mean, well, no. The Unicorn is actually a pretty big Gundam. And that's in its unicorn mode. When it's when it transforms to that thing, it gets bigger.
True, because it all... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a model kit, 200,000 yen. Sorry, no, 20,000 yen, not
200,000. 200,000 yen!
Oh my god!
Damn!
I guess I'm not buying it.
No. It's 20,000 yen. You buy it online, though. You probably get a discount for like 100. I know on HLJ right now it's 100. It's 16,000 yen.
Wait, are all perfect grades around the same price?
Yes. Actually, this is one of the cheapest ones.
Okay, I shouldn't be surprised then.
Unless you want the LEDs. LEDs on their own are 10,000 yen.
Really?
Can they're 100 bucks on their own?
Yeah.
Is it because they're special shaped?
Yes.
Okay.
They're special shaped, and I saw how they work now. They allow for poseability. So, like, when you wire them through, they take into account that you're going to move this thing.
So I can't just...
We can't just go out and buy LEDs.
That's what I thought I could
do. You can do that, but then how are you going to do your wiring?
It's not going to be the same.
Right? And all the work you put in, you probably might as well just buy.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I'm still psyched for this. Probably going to buy it. I probably won't get the LEDs.
You'll get the LEDs.
Wait, extra 10,000 yen.
Yeah, for the LEDs.
Oh, shit.
You'll get the LEDs.
I won't get the LEDs.
You'll get the
LEDs. No,
I won't get the LEDs. I'll look forward to your review on the LEDs.
The LEDs alone.
Just the LEDs?
Just the LEDs. These things are bright.
They're so poseable.
That's cool. I like about so it has the unicorn mode, destroy mode when it opens up, and then it has destroyed unchained, which is a third mode, where it just gets even more transformy, flared out nonsense.
His transformations transform?
Yeah, and I don't know what that's from, because it's not actually part of the anime. Huh. It's something that I think they just made for this kit. Or something that was part of concept designs.
Hmm.
But it looks cool. But it looks like an awesome model kit. I hope to get it. I'm still trying to see if my sister wants to bring it for me.
Tell her to throw out some clothes.
I'm just saying no, because perfect grades are... they come in a big box.
I was going to say, how big is this box?
Like,
it's pretty. Because I've seen some pretty big boxes.
Yeah, they're the biggest Gundam boxes you usually see.
Okay. Oh, I've always wanted to buy one of those.
Yeah. And that might be pretty pricey to ship. And so I've talked to my sister. I'm like, well, if you come home for Christmas, you know, you could just
leave some clothes that in Japan and then bring over a box.
She has clothes here. Come on.
Exactly.
She doesn't need to bring anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So it looks great. They also announced a whole bunch of other stuff, like more Build Fighters kits that I'm super psyched for, more Master Grades, more blah, blah, blah. Master Grade Exia Dark Matter, the one that I'm super pumped for.
Is that the all black one?
Black and red, yeah.
Black and red, yeah.
But now it's Master Grade, so he's the bigger one.
Ooh.
So it's cool. And then the big announcement they did was Bandai is making Gunpla Battle for real.
What?
You gonna get in on this?
If it comes here, hell yes.
So the opening stages of their plan is to make a video game where you make a Gundam, like a real one, and you put it in the machine, and then you battle. But the opening stages are, it'll take the design that you make and then make a digital rendition.
I figured.
Right? I don't know when this is going to launch, but for the opening ceremonies, they're going to take the best, I think like 50 customs that people make, and they'll put that in the machine just for anyone to use.
Oh, wow.
But this is the start, man. This is just the beginning. What if in, like, 10 years, you really can fight with your plastic toys?
So what you're saying?
They were just like, yo, Build Fighters? That's a pretty good show. But it's also reality. We can do this! Wait a minute!
Yeah, Build Fighters has been Bandai's, like, just Hot Pocket success. They made it as a joke. And suddenly, it just took over their entire market. So,
man,
good for them. That's crazy.
What?
That they can, the future, the world we live in, where they can take a toy and scan it, and you fight with it. That's sick.
I can't wait, man. I'm gonna be that stereotype in the anime where it's like that old dude who builds Gunpla.
Yeah, you're like the old wizard.
Yeah.
And when you only battle for something that's worth your while.
Yeah.
Like, love.
It's like, what's up, kid?
Yeah, but this is real world, so you get, like, arrested for, like, shady pedophilia shit. The cops don't come up to you. You're like, oh, you're the master Gundam builder. My bad.
Oh, man, yeah. But no, I'm super pumped to see how far this goes.
Man, I just want to sit in one of those things.
Yeah, the machine looks cool.
I wonder if, like, the quality of your build will matter. Like, I wonder if they can go that far.
Maybe not in the beginning stages.
Yeah. Like, I can see in, like, 10 years from now, maybe. And it's like, oh, it'll be like Amiibos. Like, oh, we took these Gundams and we put fucking chips in them.
Yeah.
And they have different power levels. Like, oh, if you buy this aftermarket gun, like, its chip has more attack damage than this chip.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I hope the future is we actually bring your models to life. Like, your plastic stuff starts fighting.
Like Bakugan?
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Because then your build would matter, right?
Yeah, it would, true.
You know, you replace the plastic with, like, metal frames.
Metabots.
Yeah. Man, if that was real.
I've always wanted Metabots to be real. Like, even more so than Pokemon, I want Metabots to be a thing.
Yeah. See, Metabots, yeah, I would love Metabots, but that's the one that I know can't happen forever.
Because there's bullets.
Yeah, but with Gundam Build Fighters, it's like, this could be possible.
Yeah, they're harmless toys.
Until we put bullets on them.
Until the one jackass does it.
It's gonna be me.
Yeah, then be some underground.
Underground Gunpla ring.
Yeah.
Yo, this is metal builds only, buddy. No limits. It'll be like Big Hero 6.
Oh, God. But yeah, no. Looks great. And that's my pick of the weeks.
Oh.
Or picks of the week.
Pick. I was like, there is a singular and a plural in that sentence.
I don't know. I'm not thinking straight today. All right, let's move on then.
Oh, wait. I got one more.
Oh.
They're making a Ghost in the Shell first-person shooter.
What?
Yeah. So, I just saw the trailer today. It's a... I don't know if it's PC only, but it's an online first-person shooter. And it's all... It's a class-based Ghost in the Shell themed. It looks... It actually looks good. Like...
Who's making it?
Some Japanese company. I don't know.
I bet you it's for mobile.
It looks too good to be mobile.
Oh, man.
Have you seen what the current mobile phones can do?
I hope it's not. Like... I hope it's like some PC thing and they release it on like... It looks like it's going to be like a guns type thing. Like, have you ever seen that game? The Korean game?
See, is that the one with guns and blades?
Yeah.
That does not make this game sound any better.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like it's going to be like a free-to-play thing. But there'll be some microtransaction shit going on. But like the gameplay they showed looks really cool and all the classes look really unique. And they have like a lot of cool shit in it. Like, it looks pretty dope. Oh, the one funny thing was... Because like... When you get shot in the head, like, if there's gore in it, like, your head explodes. Or, like, when you get hit by a grenade, like, limbs fly off.
Yeah.
But the Laughing Man symbol covers the gore.
Oh, my God.
So I really hope that's in, like, the final game.
It's not.
I hope so.
It's not.
That would be awesome. But, yeah, I just had to bring that up. Go check it out. It's, like, a 3-minute trailer.
Wow. Sounds cool.
That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of games, did you guys see that link I sent? Monster Hunter with Madoka Magica costumes?
No.
Is it in the group?
Yeah.
That's what that was about?
Yeah.
I thought it was just another Monster Hunter 4 trailer.
Oh, no. It's Monster Hunter 4 plus Madoka Magica costumes.
I'm assuming that's a Japan-only thing.
I have no idea.
Oh.
Is it a Monster Hunter, like add-on pack? Like how the Mega Man thing is? And...
I think so.
Oh, I hope we get that. Oh, man.
For a second,
we'll probably get that then, because we're getting all the Japanese stuff.
Oh. I thought you were hinting that you can get Mega Man skins in Monster Hunter.
You can.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you weren't here when we did that.
Oh, yeah. So in Monster Hunter 4, you can dress up your cat as Mega Man.
Oh, your cat?
Yeah, but that's it.
I want my dude to be dressed up as Mega Man.
You can dress up your dude as Samus.
That's what it was.
Yes. And you get,
that's cool.
And you get the Buster.
Yeah, and the other one was Link.
Oh, Link
Sword
too.
Sword and Shield.
That makes too much sense.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah. But no, the Madoka Magica one looks cool because they have all five of the five girls.
Huh.
Oh, here it is, Capcom.
But yeah, she has like so Madoka's pink with Archer.
MHF. This is Monster Hunter Frontier.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Monster Hunter Frontier G.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, yeah,
it's the PC one that's like Japanese China only.
I thought it was Monster Hunter 4.
No.
Monster Hunter Frontier?
Yeah. I wish that game came out here. There's some cool fucking monsters. There is a monster that you drop in from an airship, and the arena is the monster.
It's weird.
And it's just a giant snake.
Cool.
How do you that one?
It's like Jafar.
It's like a 5-stage battle.
Oh, yeah. It's Jafar.
It's just Jafar?
Yeah, it's Jafar. It's like a 5-stage battle.
Game, yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah. There's Mommy. There's Madoka. Yeah, that's Frontier.
Okay, let's move on.
And there's Tonfas. Oh, sorry.
Are we talking Frontier or 4?
Frontier.
Oh.
They're rocket launcher Tonfas, my bad. And you can air dash.
This doesn't sound like Monster Hunter.
That's why That's why no one cares about it.
It's cool.
You can't do anything in the air.
You can air dash. Dash.
I'll tell you right now, it's not by Capcom.
It's not by Capcom.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's licensed by Capcom, but it's not by Capcom.
It's by some like Chinese company.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's region locked, so you can't import it.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Well.
Like, I mean, like, straight, like, even if you had a Japanese Xbox here.
You couldn't do it?
You couldn't do it because of the way they have their servers set up.
Oh, man.
Like, they recognize you're an American IP, and they're like, nah, son.
Well, that...
The dream's dead.
Mm. Is it meant to be?
It's for the better.
I don't think I'd leave my house if
I see, even better.
Even better.
You wouldn't be here right now.
I have 200 hours in just the regular portable Monster Hunter.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and then like 500 in the Wii one.
That is way too much.
The Wii U one?
No, just the regular Wii.
Oh, okay.
Monster Hunter Tri?
Yeah, Monster Hunter Tri. I like every armor set in that game.
That was a good one.
Mm. All right, then. So, for our weeks, who am I going to pick on first?
Come at me, bro. Dare you?
You want some? All right, Anthony. Hit me. Hit me with your best shot.
You're going to regret
it. Fire away.
I think we have to pay now for that song.
No, I was off tune. Unrecognizable.
So I think you're going to regret it, because, man, I've been cleaning NES games.
Why are you cleaning them?
Because they're dirty, and they don't work when I put them in.
Like, oh, okay.
So, why are you playing NES games?
Because retro games are cool, man.
Question is, which NES games?
I'm cleaning all of them.
Oh.
But I'm playing a certain few.
Okay.
So I bought these, these security screwdrivers off of Amazon. It's, like, $10, and it has, like, the correct bits for the NES cartridges, because they're, like, a special proprietary screw. Fuck, this process is so time-consuming. Like, I think I've done, over the past week, probably at least 20 hours worth.
Wait, you're cleaning the inside?
The inside of the game. So, you get this screwdriver, and you open it up. And then, so, if people don't know, like, NES games are mostly hollow on the inside.
Yep.
It's mainly just cartridge to make it look cool.
Yep.
And there's just a tiny circuit board with, like, a bunch of stuff. So the thing, like, the reason your NES games might not work, like, say you have an old copy of Mario and Duck Hunt, and it doesn't work sometimes, is because the connectors are grimy and gross.
Oh,
just over,
I see.
Just over 30 years, so, of, like, all that crap that's built up. So I got, like, you get Q-tips, brass polish, and rubbing alcohol. So when you open it up, you rub the connectors with the brass polish, and, like, it gets all of, like, that's where most of the grime comes out.
Oh, cool.
And you use Q-tips for this.
Yeah.
After that, you wipe away most of the excess brass polish with a dry side of a Q-tip.
Okay.
And that's still getting more grease, more dirt off.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take a second Q-tip and you use rubbing alcohol to do, like, a final touch on it.
Yeah.
And you use rubbing alcohol because it dries very quickly and it avoids the corrosion problem of water.
Yep.
And then after that, you do it to the other side. There's two sides, and you do it to the other side. And then if you want to take the extra step, which I did, is that the case itself, the two gray pieces, near the connectors, those things also get very dirty, and dirt from there can attach to the connectors. So you take another Q-tip filled with rubbing alcohol, and you just fucking scrape until it doesn't come up anything anymore.
Dang.
Yeah, and so, like, one game probably takes about, like, 15 minutes. Like, if you want to be super thorough.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of games. I've learned I have, like, 5 copies of Dr. Mario. Like,
mm-hmm.
Do any of you guys want a copy of Dr. Mario?
I don't think our NES works anymore.
Okay.
Otherwise.
Like, mine's sitting there, so.
Oh, yeah, true. It's in a bag. Like, I'm looking at it.
Oh. And so, no, I don't want your copy of Dr. Mario.
Are you sure?
Nope. Nope.
Anybody? Okay. I guess I got, a Dr. Mario contingency plan. Like, if they just break.
Make a poster. Make a collage.
Yeah. Do something artistic with it. With
maybe. But, yeah, so I've been going through all of them, and I've been replaying some NES games. But, like, just, like, have you guys ever heard of the game Life Force?
Sounds familiar.
It's like Gradius, like, almost exactly like Gradius.
Oh, cool.
Like, you kill enemies, you collect power-ups, and then you spend the power-ups you've gathered to get one power-up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but It's very hard. There's another game called Abadox, which is, it's another side-scrolling shooter.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure this is, like, the hardest NES game I've ever played. Like, harder than Battletoads. Harder than, like, Bayou Billy. Harder than...
Harder than Battletoads?
Harder than... It's... I haven't seen the first boss.
Of this game.
I've been to the first boss of Battletoads.
Okay.
And I've once completed the jet ski level.
I was gonna say.
Once.
Only once. But, like, Abadox, I have not seen the first boss. Like, I've seen probably, like, 50% of stage one. And it's just game over.
How many stages are there?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
For all we know, there could just be one stage.
It's just one stage. Yeah, but that game's hard. And, like, it's been fun, like, going through kind of, like, my childhood and stuff and just... Having them work without having to blow on them is very satisfying.
I thought blowing doesn't work.
It doesn't technically work, but sometimes it does.
I think it's a psychological
thing. It probably is. But yeah, just like have it like... But there are games that I'll have like that just don't work, period.
Mm.
And then after... Like, I thought this game was just busted.
Yeah.
Right? And then I'll open it up and like the connectors are just black. Yeah. It's just, that's just 30 years of grime and shit. Right, so you clean that off, and it's like it's brand new.
That's cool.
It's really cool. It's like it's very satisfying, like I said. And like I think my screwdrivers also work on like N64 games, so I might go through that.
Is it the three prong thing?
No, that's for the DS.
Oh, it's
I got
different.
One of those too. Yeah, this one is like a. So there's no groove in it.
Okay.
It goes, all the grooves are on the outside of the screw. Or, like, on the edges.
Oh.
And so the screwdriver is, like, it looks almost like a socket wrench.
It's, like, hollowed.
It's hollowed on the inside, and it has the grooves on the outside. And so it covers the bolt, or it covers the screwdriver. It's a proprietary one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, the things I got them off Amazon, they're, like, $10.
Hmm.
So, like, they're not expensive or anything. But, yeah, so, like, it gets very grating. Like, yesterday I just did it for 8 hours.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and I think I have, like, 10 more games to go, and I'm done.
Not bad.
But it's
you just sat there and did that?
I just sat there.
You don't do it?
I was listening to podcasts. I was listening to music.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, because you make it sound like I just sat there.
Yeah.
I did it for 2 hours just sitting there. And I was like, wait a minute.
Wow.
I can listen to something.
I was going to say.
Like, I just forgot.
You didn't put, like, a show on in the background or...
No, I needed the TV to check the games after I finished.
Oh, so you checked them too.
Yeah. Like, there, I only found one game that was actually broke. And that was, like, the... Like, one of the connectors was melted, and I don't know how that happened.
Do you have a soldering gun?
I don't think so. But, like, it was melted in a way that, like, it was melted, and then part of it was, like, chipped off. So it's missing pieces.
That's not good.
Yeah. So it was, like...
I don't even know how that happened.
It's, like, one of my copies of Mario. I don't know how that happened.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, like, that's been a part of my week. I also played the game Ascension. We played that before, but I played one of the expansions.
Oh, the card game.
Yeah, the deck building game. It's called Realms Unraveled.
I think it's like my favorite card build deck
game. That's a really good deck building game.
I know.
And so I played the expansion Realms Unraveled, and the thing with this one is that they introduce multi-faction cards.
Oh.
So how there's Machina, Enlighten, Void, and the green one.
Yeah.
Like, there are cards that are Machina and Enlighten.
Okay.
And there are cards that are Void and the green one, or any
so,
mix
so
of everything.
So they're still sticking to the four.
Yeah. But they have mixed colors and mixed faction allegiances. But because of that, they also have mixed abilities. So the blue cards aren't always draw power. Like they're one that the Machina uses. You know how they're always about like cost efficiency and stuff and buying things. Like, so they mix that with blue. And so it's like,
ooh.
Oh, it's cost efficiency plus I just take one from the center pile or something.
And
there's a lot of interesting combinations. The other thing is they have transforming cards. So
you're talking like Transformers here?
No. I'm not like you build a card. You just flip it over. So you get like a construct is a card that when you play it, it stays on the field. It doesn't go to your discard pile after it turns over. So this construct, it says, after you've played two enlightened cards this turn, flip this over, it becomes another card.
Yep.
And so these cards, while they have a low cost, or a decent cost to buy, they have you have to have built your deck around flipping this card.
Mm.
And that makes it easier to buy cards that have multi-factions and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And there's a lot of cards that this card or this effect gets +1 for each of this faction you played before this card, before or after this card.
Sounds complex.
Yeah. So it does get a lot more complex. The thing is that it is a standalone expansion, but a lot of the cards in the original game that allowed you to destroy constructs are not in this expansion.
Oh.
So constructs just fucking run rampant. Like, what? It's crazy. Like,
so even though it's standalone, it's super unbalanced?
It's super unbalanced. Like,
it's a standalone.
It's a standalone expansion. You can pay. You can just buy this only, but it is not balanced.
Holy crap.
There are a couple blue cards that are just fucked, right? And, like, one of them was, like, kill or acquire any card that is equal to or less than the highest cost construct you control. So my friend got this construct that was 5. So he would play this card that he gathered, like, every turn, so he had, like, the monopoly on this card.
Yeah.
And he'd just be like, boom, I just get something for free of 5 cost or lower.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fun. Buy or defeat. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's really good. And so, like, it's just totally unbalanced. So, like, if you do play this expansion, I do recommend...
It's best as an expansion?
Yeah, it's best as an expansion. Like, I recommend mixing it in with some of, like, some constructs destroying cards and stuff. Okay.
Sounds like standalone is a bit...
Yeah, it's a... It's misleading.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. but it was fun.
No, it sounds like it. That's a great game.
Yeah.
So you played the physical copy?
Played the physical copy. There's a board game cafe downtown, so I played that.
Yes. Slightly tangent, but you went there. What was that other store you said that was right beside it?
Oh, the anime store?
Yeah, yeah.
Anime for the win? Anime FTW?
Okay. And it's right beside it?
It's pretty near it. It's on the same block.
I should check it out.
It's not a good store.
I need to check it out.
That's a website.
Is it really?
That's where I watch some anime.
Oh, okay. Maybe they're also a bunch of pirating people. But yeah. And then I think on the other side, a block down, is a video game store called Letterbox.
What the heck?
Yeah. And they sell, like, used video games, but their prices are way ludicrous. So.
Used, like, old games or
like, it's like a 1UP Games kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They buy people's old games and then they resell them, but, like,
privately owned. They can do what they want.
Their stuff is way overpriced. Like,
give me an example.
Like, I saw, you know, the Final Fantasy Anthology Collection for PS1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that game's probably, like, at most, you'd probably see, like, $30.
Okay.
It was $90 there.
Wait, was it in original packaging?
No. It was opened and it was Greatest Hits.
Wow.
Never mind.
Greatest Hits. I remember seeing that at Blockbuster for like $7.
It's not worth $90, I'll tell you.
First of
like
all,
straight up.
It's the Greatest Hits version.
Wait, which one's in the Anthology?
Anthology has Final Fantasy VI. Has Final Fantasy... Has a couple.
Wait. Is this the one with 6 and Chrono Trigger?
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not worth that much money.
No, but those are still excellent.
Those are fantastic games.
Yeah.
$90.
I wouldn't pay $90.
No, it's way too much.
For Greatest Hits.
The most I'd pay for that is like $20.
Okay.
But yeah. So okay. Yeah.
Anyways, continue on with your
work. Oh, yeah. So, I also got back into Diablo.
Diablo!
Diablo Triple. And since I've already been done that game for a while, I got back into the late game stuff. And they added a lot of cool features to late game. So they have these things called Rifts now, which aren't that new.
Rifts.
But the newer things are called Greater Rifts. So when you beat a Rift, you have a chance of getting...
How original.
You have a chance of getting a Greater Rift Stone. And the stone has an infinity symbol on it. So instead of putting the thing that brings you into a regular rift into a statue, you put this infinity symbol stone into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes you into a wave-based survival game.
Yes.
And so the more waves you survive, the stronger your stone becomes, and the higher the number on that stone will be. So, like, say I survive for, like, 19 waves, it'll give me a level 11 stone. Just as an example. So then when you put that stone into the 11, it gives you a greater rift.
Ooh.
And so the greater rifts are how to get, like, really... there are greater rift exclusive items. So when you go through...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when you go through the greater rift, enemies do not drop loot. They still give you experience, I believe.
Okay.
But there's no loot, no gold. It's all about killing enemies very efficiently and then beating the boss in a timely fashion, because there's a timer always going. Yes. So the more enemies you beat, the more time you get, or the more your bar fills up, and you're trying to fill up the bar before this hourglass gets to the end of your bar.
Okay.
So you gotta be very fast and quick with killing things.
Okay.
And then after that, you beat the boss, you get, you have the chance, they have a chance of dropping legendary gems.
Mm-hmm.
So gems, like, you can socket it to get, like, bonus dexterity, a bonus strength, critical hit chance, and stuff like that. But these legendary gems have, you can only equip them into socketed jewelry, so rings and amulets. And they have a leveling system. So, like, for example, one of them is, from level 1, this gem will allow you to do 25% more damage after killing an elite pack for, like, 30 seconds. So, okay. Like, a blue or a gold pack. Then after that, it's, like, at level 25, you take 25% less damage from elite packs, right? But that ability only unlocks once this gem has hit level 25.
All right.
And the only way to level up those gems is to go through high-level greater rifts. And so the higher your gem level, the higher greater rift you'll need to have a good chance of upgrading it. So every time you beat the rift and you choose to upgrade a gem,
yeah,
you can either upgrade a gem or upgrade your rift stone. So you can either lose the rift stone, upgrade your gem, or you can lose the gem upgrade your rift stone so you can go to a higher level rift.
I think I would just keep doing the lets me go to the higher level rift.
Yeah, eventually you will have to, because once the gem hits a certain level... Say I have, like, a level 20 gem, and I only go into a level 11 rift.
Mm-hmm.
If I choose to upgrade my gem, I'll have a very low percent chance of that gem actually upgrading.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, like, the upgrading gem chances aren't always absolute. They have, like, an 80% chance or 100% chance.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so it's a way to make your builds more specific to you and how you want to farm the game, I guess.
Yeah. Sounds excellent.
Yeah. And then I also learned that, so there's, I talked about it before, there are seasons now.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a whole bunch of ladder stuff. And season 1's coming to an end soon, and season 2 is going to start.
Yeah.
And they're going to have new season exclusive items and stuff like that. But what I learned is that your season character will actually not be unplayable anymore. It will be transferred into a regular character. So you can use it as, like, a character that lasts forever. So you won't have lost all the progress you had.
Then what's the point of the season? It's just for the
leaderboard. It's a leaderboard, stuff? And okay. There's season exclusive items.
Oh no! So I gotta make a season character. Yeah.
So the thing is that these seasonal characters, they transfer over with all their stuff.
Oh.
So your seasonal character that turns into a regular character will still have their season 1 exclusive gear.
Oh.
And so you'll have, like, some of this gear is, like, really crazy, like, really awesome shit. That you can only get in season, and then it'll transfer over, and you'll be a boss in regular mode, because those items will never drop for the regular people.
Hey,
how do I make a season character?
When you go to create a character, there's an option, just like there's hardcore, there's an option for season, and then your character will have a leaf beside it.
Sounds like when's the season end?
Do you have a leaf beside your name?
No.
Oh, okay. The season end, I don't know when the season ends, they're just saying that it's going to end soon. Or that all I've got is that it's going to end soon, because they're already announcing season 2 stuff.
Yeah,
and they've hinted at some weapons and.
Okay, well, I assume before Christmas, or probably sometimes around Christmas, yeah, or end of the year.
Probably around Christmas or end of the year.
Yeah,
but yeah, and those leaderboards will be coming to an end. But yeah, just like they really turned this mediocre game into, like, a very, very fun loot grind.
All right, well, Christmas break's coming up, so I think we should all gather.
Nice.
And just season it. And then...
Just get you all the sweet gear on your
Yeah! Uh-huh! Just bring over your Xbox One controllers and we'll just season it up.
Alright, sounds good. And then the last thing I've been doing, I played Heroes of the Storm, Blizzard's MOBA.
Wow.
MOBA is, like, in the same vein if you've heard of League of Legends or Dota. Mm-hmm. It's a massively online...
I heard this is the baby arena. One?
So this game is very user-friendly.
Oh, sounds like my type of game.
I will not say it is a baby mode, because there is a lot of opportunity for skill and stuff. I don't see... It is not as hardcore as Dota. It is not even as hardcore as League. It is very simple. It's a first-person... It's a great way to get into the MOBA franchise.
Yeah. Sounds like I know what to do.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm special or, because like this game's not out yet.
Yeah.
I think I just got like randomly selected for an alpha or something or a beta. That's good. And I didn't realize it. Like it just appeared in my list. So I downloaded it, started playing it. And
I should check my Blizzard account.
Yeah, maybe you probably should, your BattleNet account.
Yeah.
So there are some regular there are some obvious things. There is a middle lane, a top lane, a bottom lane. There are support characters, high damage characters, tanks, all that kind of stuff. The main difference here is that when you kill an enemy, or also there are no items. You don't buy items from what
Ooh,
I've seen.
Ooh, nice. Huh.
Your character just gets stronger.
Ooh.
And then also when you level, your whole team levels.
Ooh.
So you do not level independently from everybody else. So if while you're killing creeps, while you're killing champions, it goes into a team pool. And in that team pool, once you hit level 2, all of you are level 2.
Dang, okay.
Right? And you all get a point to input into your skills. And everybody has 4 skills. There are 3 regulars and ultimate. I played really only as Jim Raynor from StarCraft. He's the Terran guy. He's like a space trucker, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And
so the Blizzard characters.
Yeah, they're all Blizzard characters.
Okay.
And so his abilities are like a straight buckshot, a stim pack that heals him when he gets below a certain amount of health.
Okay.
And a rally cry, which boosts everybody's attack speed in the area, including minions and champions.
Cool.
And then his last ability is he summons the Yamato from StarCraft, the big final airship.
Wow.
And it drops down rain of terror on everybody. It's pretty cool. And it's actually, there are enough differences to make it very unique and to make it a different type of MOBA. Like, it's a great break from League of Legends because that season just ended. I'm not really going to play until the next season starts
because
mm-hmm. there's kind of no reason for me to.
You don't want
to
practice? Mm.
I'm not good enough to where I need to practice for anything. Like, really, like, I got pretty good at this game and I don't think I'm ever going to be good enough to compete on, like, a national level because all those kids are, like, 18, like, 16 to 18. And then, like, you're considered old when you hit, like, 21, 22.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Because you need those young kid reflexes. There's, like, was there some bullshit about, like, there's microfibers in your fingers that when you get older they decay and you can't click as fast or something?
Okay, there.
Yeah.
Cybertech,
probably. Yeah, just gonna artificially enhance my fingers.
Don't worry. I'll get there.
We'll get there eventually. yeah, but...
Along with Gunpla Battle.
It's really fun. Another big change is... they do have a jungle. So a jungle, for people who don't know, is in between the lanes there are neutral camps of monsters that will attack you if you attack them. They're not aggressively hostile. They're not hostile just because they see you.
Yeah.
So you can kill these things for bonus XP and stuff. But the thing with Heroes of the Storm is that when you kill these neutral camps, they don't just give you experience. They fight for you.
Oh.
So you dominate the camp. And Whoa. Then those things become your allies for a brief amount of time. Mm-hmm. And they become creeps in your lane.
Yeah.
So they become like super minions that you can, and there's 2 different camps. There's an easy camp and there's a hard camp on each side. And then depending on who beats it, it goes into whoever's lane or wherever they're designated to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that can be a lot of like, there's a lot of tide turning there. Mm-hmm. Other differences are like just the base layouts. There's a lot of different structures and stuff. Line of sight is a big thing. So to get your minions through to the end of the base, you have to kill a gate. But the gate also has 2 walls on the side. So you can also kill those as an option if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But people can hide behind those and gank you and stuff. So it's better to have like a wide open area.
I see.
They're also turrets, just like in every other MOBA. But the cool thing about these turrets is that they have an ammo counter that you can see. So as it's shooting you... you can make like strategic options to be like, I'm gonna take this shot because I know that this tower has no more shots left, and it takes some time to reload.
Mm-hmm.
So then I can use this time to get extra shots in, or just take it out while it's vulnerable.
Neat.
Right, and so there's a lot of different strategy stuff like that. But it's a very user friendly game, and it's actually very easy to get into in comparison to any other MOBA I've played.
Cool.
Yeah. If you're lucky enough to be in it, I recommend giving it a download. Like even if you kind of want. If you've played League of Legends and you're like, this is too much for me, like, this is a very good way to get into that kind of game.
Sounds good.
Yeah. That's my week.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's everything,
That's it.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
Got anything else you want to load up on here?
No?
I saw The Hunger Games.
And you liked it.
It was pretty good.
Well, cool. Was that out already?
Yeah.
That was the 27th.
Jennifer Lawrence is like, yo, call me girl, because I heard you're single now.
What?
Yeah, she was like dating the guy from Coldplay, I think.
Was she?
And then like they broke up.
Wait. The main guy from Coldplay? Yeah. Wasn't he with Gwyneth Paltrow?
I think they broke up too.
What the fuck?
My mom was telling me that like, she's like, Anthony, I'm sorry to break your heart, but Jennifer Lawrence is in a relationship. I'm like, no! And then she told me, again, she's like, Anthony, your heart's been mended. Jennifer Lawrence is now single. I'm like, so you're telling me there's a chance? Yes. No. I don't think I'd like those movies if Jennifer Lawrence wasn't in it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's not the reason I watch those movies.
She's the reason I watch those movies. They got some pretty interesting storylines. Like, it's getting... It's like,
more
I don't know.
Political now.
It's more, a lot more political. And it's a lot more terror on a personal level rather than, like you know how, like, I guess, like, the Hunger Games were more of, like, oh, this poor group of people,
mm-hmm.
right? Now it's more of poor PETA, poor Katniss,
okay.
right? It's more on a singular level.
Yeah.
And that
we
shit can
get...
We
have the charade we have to keep up.
Oh, but it's not even that. Like, it's... It's not Akema Kill Dark,
yeah,
but it's almost that.
Okay.
Like, there's some stuff with PETA that gets pretty rough.
Good.
But yeah.
He deserves it.
It's okay. I kind of wish it wasn't two parts.
I heard it was long.
I peed twice during it, so yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well.
I don't know what the actual runtime is, but it was pretty long. I had to pee twice.
Okay. Nice. You guys saw Big Hero 6, right?
Yep.
Nope.
I did.
I gotta see that still.
Okay, we'll go Tuesday. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
All right. TJ, what'd you do this week?
Oh.
You work out?
No. Are you kidding? Let's see what I do. I watch anime called Magi.
Oh, you're watching that
Magi?
Now?
Or Magi, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, okay.
The one that Blizzard finished the first season?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I needed to see what the second season was about.
Uh-oh.
So, basically, the group splits up.
Yeah.
And they go and do their own things.
Mm.
That's pretty much it. But you don't see any of the girl. You don't see any of the one guy. It focuses mainly on Aladdin.
As it should.
Basically, he's just learning to use magic.
Oh.
Because he didn't know how to use magic before.
What was he doing before?
Not magic, clearly.
Chilling.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
I thought he was using magic before. Okay, never mind.
No, he had the genie, right?
He had the genie, which lasted like the first 10 episodes, maybe, of the first season.
Oh.
And then he just disappears.
He didn't Did he use up all the uses of his thing, or...?
No. Are you guys planning on watching it?
No.
Nah.
Basically, what happens is, the genie wasn't his.
Borrowing it.
Yeah, I guess so, but he didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, it protected him from some big baddie. So yeah. It killed itself.
Oh.
Wow!
Well, the body is pretty much gone. He's just a head now.
Oh. Jeez!
But yeah, that's what happened. So now he's learning to use magic. Like,
okay.
Actually form spells.
Okay.
Okay.
And all that stuff. That's pretty much what this whole season is. And then the war, the like, civil war between...
Right, that's right. It's very
countries.
Political. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. That's like, why...
That's why Blaven... Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he stopped. He's like...
Yeah.
I thought it was about powers and stuff.
I thought they were going to go into these things called dungeons.
Yeah.
To get genies and magical weapons.
No.
Apparently not. That was like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I skipped ahead a couple chapters in the manga just, like, to see. Like, I didn't see any more dungeons.
No, you won't.
Oh.
You'll see maybe one, and then that's it.
That's weird.
Boo.
My favorite part of the show is Sinbad.
Yeah.
That's everybody's favorite part of the show.
Dude, this guy is on a whole other level. So he conquered, like, 7 dungeons, and the last dungeon he conquered was... The deal he made with the genie was... He's not allowed to conquer any more dungeons because he has too many.
Oh my.
Like, too many, I guess, metal vessels.
That seems unfair.
Yeah, but man, this guy is... He doesn't need more than 7.
Does he need any?
Probably not. He literally wears them all when he battles, and he just switches between things.
So you're telling me he's like Kamen Rider Wizard?
Yeah. And then, like, he has like, 7 generals.
Oh, my.
Who can use his power.
Oh,
They gain their own, like, specific powers to themselves.
So he's Sauron.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
This guy is a beast. He's also the king of his own freaking...
Oh,
the country he made himself.
Oh,
my. He's like, yo, boss, it's my country, son.
Man, this guy is awesome.
You aspire to be him?
I wish they just made a show specifically for him.
Isn't that what Blumen said? There's a spinoff?
I think they might be. Like, they might be.
There's an OVA.
Okay.
And I guess he has his own manga now.
That seems unfair, though. It's like, you're too powerful. It's like, we made these things, we didn't expect anybody, so because of this, we're gonna artificially take your license away. Like,
you should see this guy, though. So the end of the second season is pretty much... well, the story was... There's, like, 3 Magi that are chosen each generation.
Yeah.
And I guess this generation... there were 4.
Yeah.
But it's only because one of the previous Magis lived for, like, 200 years.
Wow.
Yeah, she just kept herself alive forever.
Good for her.
She finally dies.
Finally.
So there's the 3. There's Aladdin, there's the one from this other kingdom, and then there's this other guy that looks like... actually looks like a mage.
Is Alibaba one or no?
No, he's what you call a king's candidate.
Okay,
whatever.
Okay.
He's chosen by...
someone.
One of the Magis.
Okay.
To become king. Right. Basically, Aladdin, you find out, is, I guess, either the reincarnation of King Solomon.
Whoa.
Who was, like, from ancient times.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, King Solomon, he was the ruler of this other world, which you're not supposed to know about. But basically, I guess something goes on, and one of the Magis turns against him, brings upon destruction on the world.
Yeah.
And from that, Solomon creates this other world that they're on now, and no one's supposed to know about the past world. Basically, what happens is the baddies in this world are trying to bring upon that same thing, the same judgment or destruction from the first world into this one. And they have to stop them, but they couldn't. And then, so basically what ends up happening is they summon Sinbad. He comes in with his 7 generals.
Yeah.
And he just smokes the shit out of this thing.
Of course.
Literally.
Sinbad, he like rolls him up, he smokes him? Like.
He rolls up, smokes him, and that's the end. This happened in the last 2 episodes of the season.
What?
That's it? Wow.
Yeah, literally, they're losing to this thing. Like, you know the 200 Magi I'm talking about? She died.
Yeah.
And gave all her power to them so they could release their most powerful spells as a team to destroy this thing.
Didn't happen.
That didn't work.
It didn't work. Sinbad comes in, Seven Seas Alliance, whatever, and his generals. They release all the magic. This thing just blows up.
So Sinbad is a character strictly for when this author writes himself into a corner.
Yeah, he's literally here to solve problems.
He is the problem solver.
It happened last season, too.
So he's like the Force of Star Wars. Okay.
Pretty much. He can do anything.
He's whatever you need him to be.
He can do anything, which is why he's so awesome.
Oh, wow.
Midichlorians, man.
But yeah. This show is not what I thought it'd be.
So did you...
Do you like it? I still don't know if you like it or not.
Yeah, I can't tell.
I liked the part where Aladdin's in school and learning all the magic.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like the whole, there's a bad guy, we have to kill him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Although I did like the parts where Sinbad came in and just saves the day.
Okay.
Cool. Man. It's an okay show. There's really...
Yeah.
Not much to look forward to.
Have you read the manga at all? Or
no, I don't know if I'm going to.
Although, yeah, I was just going to wonder if it was any different or not, or if it was the same.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start with that.
Yeah.
If I'm going to read one, I'm going to read the Sinbad one.
Cool.
But yeah. That's one of the things I've been doing.
Man.
The other thing I've been doing this week is... I know. You should just watch the episodes that have him in it.
Okay.
That's all you need. That's really all
I think that's where I got to in the manga. Like, they introduce Sinbad, and I stopped reading.
Mm.
Oh, man. You stopped reading when the good stuff happens.
Okay.
I'm assuming because if it's anything...
Because Sinbad appeared.
Yeah, the This guy.
He just seemed like a cool dude.
He knows how to do everything. He knows how to use Magoi, whatever.
The magic?
Yeah. It's the stuff that lets them use magic. It's the energy that lets... It's their
energy. Yeah, I had an explanation on that. Yeah.
He knows how to use that shit.
Wow.
It's crazy. But anyways.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. I don't think I've been watching anything else.
Doing anything else? Playing anything else?
Ooh. Have you guys heard of the game... I think it's Luftrausers.
Luftrausers?
Was that free?
Yeah,
it was free this month. I've been playing that a lot on my
downtime. That game's super fun.
It's addicting. It's what?
It's a high score arcade game.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
What is it like?
You get a plane.
Okay.
And you can earn different equips for the plane. So like a different type of propulsion system.
Yep.
Different body, different...
Gun.
Gun.
Okay.
And basically... with each weapon, there's certain goals that you need to achieve to unlock other weapons.
Yep.
And basically, you just destroy like all these naval ships, planes,
blimps,
submarines, and try to achieve the highest score possible.
Oh, okay.
And then once you've destroyed your first blimp, you unlock this mode called, I think it's SMFT or SFMT. I don't know. Basically, it just makes everything a lot deadlier.
Okay.
So, like, instead of the enemy plane shooting one bullet, it'll shoot, like, a 3-spread shot at you.
Oh, wow.
And it also does so much more damage.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm looking at the art style. So it's all, like, sepia-toned?
Yeah. It's really cool.
Cool.
It's very simplistic, too. I think that's why I like it.
Neat.
Yeah, like, this stuff isn't, like, super detailed. It's just shadows of stuff, right? Yeah.
And I like the soundtrack.
Cool.
Have you got all the unlocks yet or no?
I think I'm just missing the very last one for each.
I'm gonna say I'm very, thing. I'm. Unlock everything.
Yeah.
There is something cool.
Oh shit!
It's PS3 and Vita.
Yeah, PS3 Vita. It's also on the PC.
Mm-hmm. Oh okay.
It's free for PlayStation Plus users right now.
Mm. Yeah, for month of November, as far as I know.
Oh cool.
But man. It's been taking up a lot of my downtime.
That game's fun.
Another thing I've been doing is... This week... I've been playing a lot of Destiny.
Oh!
Boo!
Right, this again.
Yeah. Basically, Iron Banner 2.0 is out.
Yeah, I heard.
So I've just been doing that.
Did you get your exotic gear?
Pagano Azur?
No. He doesn't give very good things, I've noticed.
Oh. Are you 30 yet?
No, so I did the raid yesterday and I just got the last piece I needed in order to let me reach level 30.
But you have to level it up?
But I have to level everything up.
Oh, okay.
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 Yeah. It was great.
You'll get ready because the expansion raises the cap.
To 32?
32, oh, baby! God. Oh, snap!
Oh, it's a 2 level?
2 level.
Oh, I thought it was like a 5.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Man. This game's stupid.
I kind of wish there was more content.
What do you mean, you kind of? Of course you wish.
Like, any content?
No, I
like,
wish there was. Because...
There's nothing to do in that game.
Yeah.
You can dance?
I have a feeling once I've reached the top...
Yeah.
There's going to be nothing for me to do.
Yeah.
Try and beat the raid boss in under 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
There's, like, a way to kill him where you, like, drop him off the edge.
No, it's patched.
No, they patched
it. Oh, they patched it?
Oh, okay. They patched all of that shit.
Did they patch the rocket launcher one?
What's that?
No, there was, you throw the grenade, you push the Templar off. Yes, that's still there.
There was one where these guys killed the final boss with just... They froze him to do damage to him, and everyone just shot rocket launchers. There's like, vroom, 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 just a bunch of rocket launchers, explosions everywhere, and it's like, he's dead. And just like, explosion of glitter.
What the heck?
Like, they killed him in like 10 seconds.
So well, that's a thing. He doesn't freeze anymore. They fixed a lot of stuff with Atheon, but... They didn't fix the actual problems with the raid.
Yeah. Like, the raid sucks.
Like, when you go through portals, you don't actually go through portals.
Like, yeah. Sometimes not all sometimes your party will go.
There.
Yeah, there's
sometimes,
a lot of
yeah, sometimes
bugs that
instead of having
three
people going, it'll be like two.
And then it's impossible.
Or there's a shitty stealth segment that auto-kills you if you get caught.
Oh, that's still there.
Boo.
So they patched all the exploits to make it easier, but the stuff that critically ruins it is still there.
Okay. Yeah. Like actual gameplay.
Just so you know.
Like actual gameplay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's still fun.
Game of the year.
Making things easier. I don't like how they're making things easier. Everything should just be made hard.
Like Dark Souls?
That's what an MMO is.
I should buy the Dark Souls expansions.
Yeah. So you had Destiny, so you did that.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
So I play that whenever this loading screen, I'm playing Luftrauser.
Oh my.
Filling in games with games. I like it.
Nice. For my week, what did I do? Bought an iPhone 6.
What?
Or it finally came in. And you know those ads where it's like, it's more than just a big iPhone?
Is it?
It's just a big iPhone.
It's a big iPhone, okay.
Just so you know.
Well, yeah.
I mean.
Sounds like you're wavering off that Apple Kool-Aid.
No. Like, I love it. Like, it's surprisingly a lot faster than my 5S. I wasn't expecting that.
Okay.
The camera's a lot nicer. But it's just a big iPhone. So it's more of what I love. Slightly bigger. There we go, that's done. I watched an anime. I watched the first two episodes of Space Battleship Yamato 2199.
Ooh, that's a long name.
It's a remake of the original Space Battleship Yamato.
It's not 1929, though, is it?
No, it's just Space Battleship Yamato. So Space Battleship Yamato is an early 80s anime. It precedes Gundam. It precedes Macross.
It's like in... Is it the same vein as, like, Mazinger, or...?
It's after that time, but before the rope, like, the gum. It's the first anime to actually get recognition and win,
like... Something.
Something. Oh, wow. For being awesome.
Cool.
And it's one of those cultural animes.
The ship's cool.
So Space Battleship Yamato 2199 was released in 2012, and it is a remake of that original anime. And I mean a full-on remake. So new, slightly more streamlined storyline, and slightly... Not slightly... Massively better animation.
Well, yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't watched that already.
30 years.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So I've only watched the first two episodes, and I love it already. It is sci-fi space opera. It is not as hardcore as, say, something like Battlestar Galactica or the Western sci-fi stuff, but it's not as silly as Macross. Like, you know, Macross is like...
Gurwalk
and songstresses who save the world through music.
And pilot boyfriends.
That's weird.
Yeah. So it's somewhere in between those two. The show... But it is all about characters. There is no, like, giant mechs going around.
Oh, that's what I was expecting.
No, it's nothing like that. It's... kind of like Star Wars in a weird way. Okay. Like, the premise is 2199 is the year. We have made contact with aliens, and we tried to have peaceful
negotiations.
They fell through. Aliens attacked Earth.
Bunch of dicks.
And the blue planet of Earth is now red because they pretty much destroyed everything on Earth.
That's rough.
Humanity has been forced underground. And scientists have estimated that humanity has about a year to live before going extinct.
Why do they always get forced underground?
I don't know.
Always.
So Space Battleship Yamato's mission is to search for a new place to live.
Star Trek.
Pretty much. It's anime sci-fi space opera.
Okay.
So I don't really need to tell you anything else about the show other than if you're into that stuff... This one's a real good one.
It was Interstellar before Interstellar came out.
Yes. You'll be super digging it. There is a lot of fan service. Like, almost needless. Okay. Almost surprisingly needless.
It sounds like... like, a story like this doesn't seem like it should.
There's some amazing way some of these girls sit down just so that they can flaunt their ass all the way around the room.
Achoo.
Yeah, so... Yeah, but I like that.
Like gratuitous ass.
Sure, yeah. Because they're wearing, like, those spacesuits, and I like spacesuits. Like, their cadet uniforms and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And then, other than that, I've just been playing more Dragon Age Inquisition. I'm 42 hours in.
How much power do you have?
Not a lot. Like, 70.
How many balls have you danced in?
None. I've seen that mission, and I have not gone to it yet. I gotta buy some fancy dress first and get a mask. It's the Masquerade Ball.
People are telling me that, or what I've heard, is that Dragon Age Inquisition and Skyrim are the best games to read books in.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reading.
It's a lot of reading.
Okay.
If you want to read, it's there. You don't have to, but it's there.
Yeah, it's like in Skyrim. Like, if you want to read every single book.
Yeah, I don't think you have to read the book. Oh, the best things to read are, like, when you go on a mission and you find notes.
Oh, okay.
Those are the best things to read, because then you're like, oh, this guy freaking suffered. Yeah. But no, Dragon Age Inquisition. So I was having a lot of fun in this game when it came out last week. And I was doing, like, quests and stuff. And then, like, a third of the way through, something happens, like a story point happens, and it changes everything on the game.
Hmm.
And it changes the setting. Suddenly your characters get all more specialized, like, more ability trees open up, and they're all character-specific now.
Okay.
And that makes the combat a lot more exciting and interesting. And then suddenly, I thought there was a lot of quests before, but no, it goes to, like, Skyrim levels of stupid. Where it's like, before, I was like, there's just enough to be manageable. Now there's enough where it's like, I'm not going to do all this, I don't think.
Help me, sir. My dog's trapped in a well.
Yeah. So, yeah, no. It's good. It's good. It's hard, but I like the combat. Yeah.
Well, you're playing it on hard.
Yeah, I am.
That's your own fault.
Yeah, I am. So I have this problem where I will always take the gear that I think looks nicer versus the one that has better stats.
That's a problem.
Like, I'm playing as a rogue, and, like, the best gear I have pretty much gives her knight armor. And I'm like, you look stupid with your bow and arrow and like, giant helmet and armor. I'm going to put on the Assassin's Creed robe. And it is an Assassin's Creed robe, only all black.
So it's better than an Assassin's Creed robe.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, you look so much cooler like this, but man, you cannot take a hit.
That's upsetting.
Yeah, so, that's just how it is. On the flip side, you can craft stuff. And crafting in this game is so, so in-depth. Not only can you craft your main weapon, you can craft certain parts to enhance that weapon. Say you need better string for your bow. You can do that. Do you want to change the pommel on that sword? Go ahead.
The hilt?
Uh-huh. You can change the blade if you want to.
What?
Yeah.
Can I put a hammer on it?
No, but, like, you change, like, the type of metal it's made of, and it'll give it different properties. Wow. And whatnot. Weird. And then, of course, you can imbue them with runes and stuff to add more stuff to it. The best thing about all these crafting items is that all the items you make are not level-gated.
Hmm.
So you can just have amazing weapons for low-level characters, assuming you take the time to go out and
farm
resources.
Okay.
Basically, mining, killing animals for, like, sometimes you need, like, bear hide to make the wrap for your bow.
As long as you're using it.
Yeah, or maybe you need wolf bone or something. I don't know. So that's great. Now, my problem of picking nicer-looking gear over stats also extends to my party. There are characters I love, but they are the most ineffective party setup for me.
Because they look like shit?
No, because all the characters I love, all the classes that they occupy do not complement the class that I started out with.
Oh, okay.
And the game is a lot easier if I pick characters that I actually do not like.
Aww.
Yeah, because, like, a big thing in the game is when you're walking around, there's a nice party banter, and they like to talk to each other about just stuff. Or when you're going through quests, they'll respond and be part of it. And I like having that stuff for the narrative. But when it comes to the fight, it is so hard. Because they are not the characters that I should be using.
Oh, okay.
Because for my character, I picked... I'm an archer rogue. The best character that I love is an archer rogue.
Okay.
Who's also a girl. She's basically the character that I made.
You have two of you?
Yeah. She's an elf girl with a bow, and she's super witty. And I'm like, oh, you're the best. But man, we have the exact same skill tree and everything. Like, her specialization is the one that I would have chosen. And it's like, damn it.
So it's just two of you.
Yeah, and that's useless in my party. Like, I shouldn't have two archers.
Or should you?
No, so I had to make sacrifices and pick different people that I don't like for optimization.
That's upsetting.
Yeah. Just play on easy, man.
No, I can't do that. I already started. Because then the game is too easy.
But then you can have all the character stuff you love.
Yeah, but I like being able to, like, manage, like, micromanage my party and stuff and be on the verge of death. Oh, I fought my first dragon. smoked me. And this wasn't at the beginning. This was 30 hours in. Fought my first dragon, and he rocked me.
That's cool.
Are they like endgame things?
Are they beyond endgame?
They're post-game? They're not really endgame. Like, some of them are. Some of them are story-based. Some of them are... I still haven't beaten a dragon, if you're wondering. Like, I still haven't.
In the 90 hours you've played?
In the 42 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the weird thing. The Xbox One, because it has suspend mode.
Yeah.
If I leave... Like, if I put my game in suspend mode and I go to, like, to watch YouTube or watch anime instead, my game clock will still count.
Really?
Yeah.
That's strange.
Yeah. Because it acts like it's on pause. Like, the game's still running in the background. So when I go to my game clock, it says I have, like, 98 hours.
Wow.
At this point, I think I'm just not going to turn off my Xbox and see if I can max out the clock.
Is that, like, 999?
Yeah. But no, Dragon Age is so fantastic. It is basically the Mass Effect 2 of the series. That said, it's not as good as Mass Effect at all.
Mass Effect's really good.
But Mass Effect's like the best, okay?
Yeah. I've never played Mass Effect.
It is very weird. I should
let you borrow Mass Effect. Okay. Like all three games.
Mass Effect is essentially the perfect version of Destiny.
Okay. Try this out.
Yeah, I have the collection. It's got all three games in it. I'll just let you borrow it.
I mean, the only difference is it's not first person, it's third. Yeah. And the emphasis on story is greater than loot and stats.
But you can still loot and...
Yeah. Not really, no.
Okay.
There's a few different...
Like, you get a couple different guns and armor, but that's not the point of the game.
Gotcha.
Story.
Yeah.
This is the one where your decisions matter, right?
Yes. And they carry over from game to game.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So Dragon Age has that same thing, too.
Really?
Yeah. Only in Dragon Age, you're not the same character in any of the games.
Hmm.
And I've got slight spoilers. I got to meet one of the characters I played as before. And it was weird. Because she had all... I was like, oh my god, that's right. You did date that person. Because that's who I romanced. And I'm like, oh, you do have these ideals. Because that's what I chose.
You do have this armor set.
That's crazy. Because
that's what I wore.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is weird. But it's cool. And, no. Dragon Age Inquisition is... Man, I am so addicted. I cannot put this game down. It's dumb. I have abandoned sleep this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it that good?
Yeah, like, I stay up, and I'm like, okay, I got class at 8. It's 4. If I sleep, I won't wake up. I'll just put in another 3 hours. Take a shower. Go to school. And then,
Oh, sleeping class.
No, I sleep on the bus ride.
Okay.
So that when I come home, I'm fresh.
God.
You don't miss your stop?
No. Wow. No. I know how long the ride is, and I have an alarm on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. So then I always have my headphones in, and so it just rings.
Oh, okay.
Like, when I set it to, like, maybe 2 minutes before I should get there. Yeah.
You know what I've learned about alarms? Never put a song you like as an alarm.
You won't get up.
No, like, you'll end up hating that song.
Oh.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, like I put a Final Fantasy song I like as my alarm for a while.
One Winged Angel.
No, it was a. I like that song.
It was doesn't count the song.
It was the victory theme from 2.
Yeah,
and I fucking hate that song now because it just reminds me of waking up and like doing something I don't want to do.
Okay.
You don't like waking up?
No, my problem with sleep is that I never want to go to sleep when I'm awake.
Yeah.
But I never want to wake up when I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, like sleep is like getting in the way. I need to figure out how to be energized without sleeping.
Uh-huh. But yeah, no, that was Dragon Age Inquisition. Can't say enough good things about it. There's a couple bugs in it. Some things get buggy. With a game this big, it was like Skyrim. Sometimes, like
mosquitoes, flies.
No, I mean like sometimes, you know, you'll be in a cutscene and it'll freeze.
Ooh.
Not that it'll freeze, but the next line won't load for the character to say.
Oh.
Will they still be speaking?
No, he just stands there looking at the screen.
That happens sometimes in Mass Effect.
Yeah, so you have to hit the skip button to move to the next conversation point.
But then...
And then it continues on.
Do you skip like a bunch of stuff though?
You do, but I have subtitles on, so I read it.
Oh, okay.
It's just he doesn't say it.
He just doesn't say it. So there's things like that. or if you complete like multiple quests at the same time, it'll take forever for all those quests to clear.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes it'll just hard lock.
That's fine. You can't handle all the math.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Did I tell you guys about there's like a war room table, and you could send like your scouts, like spies or
to different places.
Yeah, and it's all done.
Oh, cool.
They're like, you don't actually do it. It's like those time based things where you send them out on a quest, yeah. Come back in 3 hours, you get rewards.
That stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's all that. So there's that in addition to all the quests that I'm actually doing.
Holy shit, there's so much stuff you can do.
Yeah, no, this I can see why people say this game's like 80 hours plus. Yeah, I think it would be more, because I progress pretty slow. And if you read all the books, yeah, it's like 500 hours.
No one reads.
How did you read the books? Is it, like, more lore about them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
And, like, it's all stored in your codex, but still.
Can't you just, like, get a digital copy of the book and read it on your downtime?
I don't know.
I think they just have, like, Morgan Freeman read all the books.
Oh. That'd be great. I just can't believe, like, what I'm thinking is, I can't believe there's someone sitting there writing this, first of all.
Well, look at Skyrim, look at Fallout, mm-hmm. Look at all those Bethesda games, like. Yeah.
Like, one of my quests right now is collect all the songs that the bards sing, so I've just got to go around to all the taverns and listen to all different songs.
Wow. That's a quest.
Yeah, it's a quest.
I think that's a quest to where they're like, we made this, someone has to appreciate this.
Yeah.
Because yeah. There was something like that in Final Fantasy, in Lightning Returns as well,
yeah.
So.
So, it's, yeah, no, but no, I love it, love it, love it. Best gameplay this year so far. There was one thing I want to talk about, and it's a toy. I have to show you guys this toy that I bought. Ready? 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 No, 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 no. So I'll show you the box. This is Batman from the New Adventures.
Oh, for a second I was like, is it just a cape?
It's just a cape. No. But it is the Batman.
Oh, sick. I like that one.
Yeah, just be careful, because I know there's a couple reports of some of the joints breaking, but... So it's based off of the animated series Batman that we all grew up with.
The 90s one?
Yeah, the 90s one. And he looks fan-friggin-tastic.
Looks like he's from the show.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll say is I do not like how they have exposed pins in the hips.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's what those
like
are.
Like, right in the front. I don't know why they just didn't cover that up.
Yeah, that's weird.
So the toy, it retails for like $25, which is kind of expensive for something like this. I mean, it's about the same price as remember those Star Wars ones? The Black Series? It's like that. But, in the packaging, I didn't realize this, he comes with two capes. So the one that he has on right now is, it just covers his arm so he looks more accurate. But you can't really move his arms out.
Because I was going to say.
But you can pop his head off, replace it with a different cape that allows for movement.
Oh, you can move the cape.
It depends if you want him to be brooding or movable.
Yeah, like, yeah. Do you want him to have that iconic, I'm Batman? Or do you want the action cape on? He comes with, like, three and a half pairs of hands, which was a surprise for an American
three
tour.
Three and a half?
Yeah. He comes with a batarang, he comes with a grapnel gun, and to my surprise, he even comes with a display stand.
What?
And it's straight up the same display stand that comes with, like, Japanese toys. So, yeah. I mean, as a value proposition, I don't know. I think it's a really good effort. He's not the best action figure in the world, but man, he looks fucking marvelous.
I like his face. His face is awesome.
So I don't know if you guys know this, but this is actually the Batman from the 1997 to 99 series. It's not the original one.
I didn't know there was a difference.
The original one had a yellow symbol on his chest.
And
his cape was... had like blue highlights to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
I would have noticed.
Yeah, but this is the one that I always liked. Other than that, they have plans to
like that
to further the line. I can't wait for Harley Quinn and the Joker. That and Batgirl. I kind of just want the Bat family. I want Batman,
Robin,
Nightwing, and Batgirl.
There's a Nightwing.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was from the original animated series. He was the first Robin there.
Oh, I just didn't think he became Nightwing.
Yeah.
At all in that series.
Yeah. So after that, yeah. But, yeah. The dream, though, is Batman Beyond. That's the dream. But otherwise, yeah, that's it. And that's my week. That's everything. I think that's the show.
Nice. Wait.
You got something?
We did review.
Uh-huh.
Picks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. We didn't do letters.
We didn't do letters. Did we have letters?
No.
Then we did letters.
Oh, we did letters. Okay. There you have it. It's a, wow, this was a long one this week.
Yep. Wait. Whoa, damn.
Yeah. I didn't realize.
I'm sure there's some filler.
Like 5 minutes.
Damn. It's a long show.
Yeah. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed it. For all you in America, happy Thanksgiving this week. You have plenty of time to listen to this 2-hour episode.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right?
That was 2 hours?
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Shit. Okay.
Otherwise, see you next week. Hopefully, Blake will be back by then. And we'll be talking about something else. Okay.
Peace out.
Later.
See ya.